phone, she kind of does that. And it cracks up. Hello! Jesus.
You for calling TMN?
Is she, yes, like, super old?
No, she's, like, probably younger than I am. She's, like, maybe 26, 27.
What makes her do that?
I don't know. It's just like kind of the inflection. And I'm not the only one who thinks she does that either.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, once she did it and I sent a picture of Mrs. Doubtfire to a friend of mine who's like, oh my God, she totally does.
Do you guys have like I am at work? So like you accidentally sent it to her?
No, we just email.
Oh, lame.
You can still accidentally email it to her.
Send.
Reply all.
I'm terrible at reply all. I don't ever reply all. I hit reply and then I'm like, oh shit.
God damn it. There's more people that should know about this.
And so then I forward it to the other people on my reply all.
Then they think they don't have to reply.
Office etiquette, man.
Welcome back to Pods and Rec episode 9. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tammy.
I'm Torple. I'm sorry, Brad.
And we have a special guest today. He is...
Drew.
Hey, Drew.
Sorry, too soon.
You missed the drum roll. I was going for the drum roll, but no.
I missed something, too.
Tammy.
Just wanted to do it once.
Every time.
Every time.
Tammy. Yeah.
So this week we have a special guest with us today, Mr. Drew Dwight.
Hey.
We like Drew.
How was your weekend, Drew?
It was excellent.
Can you elaborate?
I'm trying to remember what I did.
Well, we all attended that retro game night.
God. Retro game night Saturday night at Mosh.
All but me.
The Museum of Science and History for any of you non-Jacksonvillians out there.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
I mean, how there's a Mosh it? In like every city.
Yeah.
Really? You think so? Like, I thought that was just specific to us.
We're the only city in the world that combines science and history.
It's usually science
and math.
Well, we know the Bible.
Look at this great algebra equation.
I think of that. I know Brad loves this movie. We're back.
A dinosaur.
The Museum of Natural History.
I love that movie.
Brain drain, man.
Yeah.
Professor Screw Eyes. Did we watch that together?
We did.
I love that movie.
By the way, Professor Screw Eyes, terrifying. Yeah. Terrifying character.
Yeah, especially as a kid.
Oh my God.
So we went to Retro Game Night, and they were playing various games on the planetarium, in the planetarium, and it was a lot of fun.
It was.
I never thought it would be so entertaining to sit there and watch people play Street Fighter, but it's amazing, because everybody started either, like, trash-talking, not really trash-talking, they were just like, oh, get that guy, or they would, like, start screaming.
They were definitely
favorites
in the,
in the
commentary.
Lots of one-to-one tiebreakers, too, that were getting pretty tense.
Yeah.
Especially Chun-Li. I'd always seen that Chun-Li got down to zero life, but was still fighting.
Yeah.
And she even won a couple times.
She did.
She should have been dead.
I don't know why people kept choosing E. Honda. He sucks.
Oh.
That was my favorite.
Really? I was like Blanca, which is basically the same thing, except he...
I just liked to imitate his fighting move.
Yeah, his like little like...
his like
MC Hammer like crab walk thing that he does across.
No. I like his jump where he's just like... He puts his arms back behind him like belly thrust at somebody. It's really weird. Nobody jumps like that guy.
No. I do like it whenever... I do. I like it whenever they kill him or like he gets knocked out and he's on the ground and you basically see up his little skirt that he's got on.
Yeah.
You're just like, ooh, Ihana, no.
They especially on a conservatory screen where it's giant.
It's pretty big. But y'all had a great moment while you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brad and I both played Super Mario Bros. 3 projected on the inside of the planetarium.
Amazing.
We both defeated our levels without dying.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
To a cheering crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll post the
how good
video on our Instagram.
Once in a lifetime experience.
I'll be honest. When I signed up for it, I didn't know that it was going to be like 50 people in this conservatory just watching me play.
Uh-huh.
So when we got in there, I was like, nope, I'm not doing that.
We had to push him.
Yeah. But then I got up there and I sat there watching. I watched like two or three people die on the same level, which it was Super Mario Bros. 3, level 1-3 is the one I played. And it's maybe 2 seconds long.
Yeah.
I slid down a little thing. I jumped on like one or two guys.
Yeah.
And then I was over. I was done. And once I got up there, I was like, how do you lose at this? Like, how
there was this one girl who walked off a ledge at the exact same moment twice in a row. Yeah.
It wasn't even going forward. She just, like, walked forward and then just, like, took a step back and fell off. It's like,
yep. Does she know how to use a controller?
They really didn't do a lot for women. Like, every girl that got up there did terrible. And I should have signed up to play, but I was like, I don't want to have a bunch of people watch me. And they were playing Street Fighter before, so I was like, I don't feel like playing Street Fighter. So I definitely should have signed up because I would have been pretty badass at it.
I think you would have done good.
Was it limited to just the planetarium, or did they do stuff in other parts of the museum?
Yeah. They did do a
lot of board games.
Mm. Yeah,
like checkers.
Crowded. I didn't want to play with strangers, so I didn't play any board games. Yeah.
Well, the other disappointing thing about the board games is that it's retro game night, so I was thinking there would be a lot of like throwback games, and there really wasn't. Mall Madness was the only one that I was really surprised about, but I looked at the box and it's like a re-released 2005 version of it, so I was kind of ruined it a little bit. But they had like a lot of games that we play, like they have Boss Monster, which is a lot of fun, and Catan, and so it's just like, if it's really going to be throwback, they need to have like Pretty Pretty Princess and like really crazy ass games that we haven't seen before. What's the boyfriend one where you like have to...
Oh my god, I loved that one. You have like a phone and
there's like a phone in the middle of it. It's such a stupid game.
It's so stupid, and you call and it's like automated, and you have to like, do you answer or do you like read off cards? I can't remember, but basically you're trying to get a boyfriend.
Yeah, on the phone. Isn't the lamest game
to like go on a date?
Were there like clearly just like games that were specifically designed for females versus males?
Yeah. Mall Madness? Oh, how lame is that?
I was like, Pretty Pretty Princess, really?
I just thought Pretty Pretty Princess was hilarious because I played it and I had two brothers. Mm-hmm. And they would play with me, so I was like, look at my pretty princesses.
I'm the Belle of the Bob.
Yeah. But that was the only thing that was kind of disappointing, is that they had some throwback games, but they were all the re-release versions. Which is obvious. It's not like they're going to come back and be like, hey, look, we've had this game since 87 or whatever. But I kind of expected to see a little bit more throwback. They did have Trouble, but I really wanted Don't Wake Daddy. I really wanted to find Don't Wake Daddy so bad.
I wanted to see somebody with Mousetrap.
I remember.
Take like 2 hours to set it up. And then
only for a second.
One, two moves and Mousetrap goes off. And then you're just like, I wasted 2 hours of my life
for this. Don't Wake Daddy's hilarious.
You did.
They actually still sell it, so I'm going to buy it and we're going to play it. Because the whole thing is like these little kids sneaking around. And like you only move a few spaces and then you have to hit like a little button in the middle. And Daddy will randomly wake up and then you have to go back to start.
Oh no.
But it's just like this plastic guy just sits up. He has like a little sleeping cap on. But I remember that one was one of my favorites because the commercial was hilarious.
Don't wake Daddy.
And there's like a little girl that goes, from Parker Brothers.
Daddy was terrifying too.
He's blue striped pajamas.
His hat flew off.
Shoot your face off, Daddy. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I really wanted to see some other throwback ones. I had Hungry Hungry Hippos.
I never woke my dad up after that game ever again. Like,
maybe that's the intention of like the game makers. Parents all over the world were like, yes, thank God.
My kids.
Do you think that there are any games like that they kind of geared towards children still? We have that, like, the doggy poop game.
Yeah.
To clean up after your dog. Doggy do?
Doggy do.
That pie in the face thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty gender neutral, though, don't you think?
Well, she has kids, too.
Yeah. Because of, like, the Don't Wake Daddy. Like, are these, lessons that they're trying to, like, teach kids, you know?
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
I don't think they have the really, like, gender-defined...
I thought we were talking about, like, do they make, like, the phone call from the boyfriend games? Like, what was the...
Yeah.
What was the male equivalent of that game?
Battleship? I don't know.
You sunk my battleship. You nasty man.
You nasty boy. I don't know. Yeah, I'll just say...
Crossfire.
Crossfire.
That felt like kind Crossfire. Of a boy specific game to me. Just the, like with the marketing and stuff.
No, I know, but yeah. I hated gender-specific games. I think they're stupid. Unless my brothers played them too, like Pretty Pretty Princess, and I'm like, hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
We are all princesses.
We'll get together break in,
but barriers. I don't like how they advertise things, you know, like how the Nerf guns were specifically supposed to be for boys. It's stupid.
It's funny how both of your brothers turned out to be gay, too.
Drew's pretty proud of himself for that one because it is a joke. Both of her brothers are not gay, right?
Yeah. I mean, not that we don't support the gays. Yeah.
Of course not. I mean, of course we do. I'm leaving now.
Wait,
you took coconut.
Let's vote. Do we support the gays or not? For yes, yes, we're gay.
Raise your hand right. For yes.
Oh, no.
The internet sees our hands.
We had 4 out of 4 hands raised, so
Drew
we're
hesitantly
good,
raised his hand.
Just because.
You were confusing
online.
The rules.
We're online. I was just thinking about, like, our voices making the waves and stuff, and, like, we're literally in the internet right now.
We're up there.
Like
a million pieces.
Yes. Like Tron.
We've gotten. What is it with Trump? He's in the
grid.
He's in the grid. Yeah, we're in the grid. Now.
The files are in.
You're welcome,
the computer.
Tyler.
I was thinking of Wonka Vision.
Add in the Wonka Vision. Wonka Vision.
Am I the only one that thought it was Zoolander? Was that?
Yeah,
inside the computer.
Yeah,
I thought
and then,
Zoolander.
Then they break.
I was waiting for him to hear. Because I've never seen Zoolander before.
You haven't?
Nope. The only part I've seen is when he's like, what is this? The school for ants?
The school for
like
ants.
It's the only part that I saw. But the commercial for the second one looks really stupid.
I mean, that's what it is, though. It's definitely stupid humor.
Yeah.
Oh, and I've seen the gasoline fight. We're like, gasoline fight. I've seen that scene.
That's when you
I feel
know
like
it's
I've seen
be
enough.
The best.
The first 3 minutes they have a gasoline fight. I mean, it's gold.
Yeah. Do you think the new one's going to be good? I mean, Anchorman 2, I wouldn't really say it was a very good movie. I feel like there's parts of it that was
Dumb and Dumber 2.
I actually just watched that for the first time. Have you seen it yet?
Was it good? No, I never watched it.
It had a couple of funny moments and then it kind of drops off in the end.
There's a lot of drop.
Still am
it's mostly callbacks, you know. They're just like, oh, is it? But they made them too dumb.
Hmm. But that's what I'm worried about with Zoolander too. And you can almost kind of tell it in the trailer. Like at first, it was funny because it was new, you know, nothing like it had ever been done before. But now with this, I feel like they're gonna be just like too silly kind of thing.
Yeah. That's what I felt like. Anchorman 2 isn't. I didn't feel like it made it the whole thing any better at
the
all.
OG.
I do like the whole new fight sequence in it, but.
Am I dumb if I still want to see that movie? Like.
Oh, I totally want to see it.
I really want to see it.
My favorite part of the trailer is Mustafu or whatever his name is. Well, yeah. Will Ferrell's character. He's like, prison made me hard! And he walks out, and he's like super buff and stuff, but it's like a bodysuit, and he rips it off, and rips off his cap, and his hair comes out.
Well, the problem
we
with
got
movies...
got to, that's what it is. We got to.
The problem with movies like that is that they show too much in the trailer.
Right, you've seen the whole movie.
Yeah, and then you get to it, and you're like, that was all the funny parts, or they didn't show you one of the really funny parts that happened.
Movies, stop giving it all away up front.
Stop building that
glass.
Shit.
I mean, let's pull a little back.
Close your legs.
Throw some rouge on.
Close them.
Lesson from J.J. Abrams.
How was your weekend?
Good. I spent most of it in Atlanta for work. Hotlanta. I was going to this place called America's Mart. I may have talked about it last time, but it's a huge 4-story happening place where you go and just basically shop all day and they give you free food and drinks. And it's fun, but it's super exhausting and my legs felt like they were going to fall off. So I kept quoting Monty Python saying, like, it's just a flesh wound. Don't bite your legs off. Because that's how my legs felt. Hmm. Other than that, pretty good.
I was just singing Monty Python quotes last night when I was getting out of my car.
Maybe you should talk a little bit louder.
I don't remember why, but I said, Jesus Christ. But whenever I say that, I always say it like the King Arthur. I don't know, King whatever his name was.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. That's how I always say it.
You have to have a very specific Jesus Christ. I mean,
do you say it out loud, or is that like how it is in your head?
No, I said it out loud.
Okay. He was just standing alone by his car, and he just said, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
One day you're going to look up and it's going to be like...
Run away. You have your little coconut shell.
It's one of my favorite movies. Holy Grail
movie. I haven't seen it in a really long time.
So good.
It's a very good movie.
Me.
Icky, 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 whoop, bang.
I wouldn't know what a swallow was without that movie. Like the bird. Not.
I actually really like the part.
African swallow.
I actually really like the part when they're just like banging the rug by like a cat or something.
Oh,
just going.
The best
it just
part.
It's so stupid.
The best part of that movie is the random like villagers dead. And what they're doing in the background. Like one of them just beating water. I'm pretty
mm-hmm.
sure.
That's what. It's so ridiculous. Yeah. I'm not dead yet. Bring out the dead. I'm still alive.
I'm actually feeling better.
I feel like dancing. What does he say? Like, no, you're not. Boom. Dead.
It's good stuff.
I want to watch that now. I haven't seen it in so long.
Ordering the Blu-ray.
I have the Blu-ray. Beat you. Bitch.
Ooh.
Can I borrow it? Yeah, you can.
It's blew too. Off.
Doesn't sound right.
It doesn't. That sounds like something that would happen at the Glitter Factory.
I literally thought of Tobias whenever I thought of it. I blew myself.
Join the Blue Man Group.
Blue Man Group.
We watched Parks and Rec this week.
We did.
Or tonight.
Have you watched the entire Parks and Rec season, Drew? Like, have you watched all the series? What is your relationship
six
with Parks and Rec?
Seven yeah. seasons. I've Let's seen see. All but the final season.
You didn't see the final season?
All right. So Drew's a seasoned vet as far as Parks and Rec goes. He just hasn't completed the journey.
Mm-hmm. Do you...
It just took forever for them to put the final season on Netflix by the
Agreed,
time they did.
Brother.
I just haven't gone on to other things.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
get
around to it.
His horizons
well,
have broadened.
To.
Very much.
We'll bring you back when we're in season 7.
Well, I guess my next question is, does this make you want to finish now that you have been able to watch again and kind of got back into it? Or
yeah, I'd say that.
I like that.
This is the first
time
I've sat down and watched it in a long time.
Brad says, my next question is, when he didn't even have the first question.
Ooh.
But there was
what?
A question asked, follow-up question.
He's so asked me questions in the past.
Yeah.
That's his next
there
one.
Have been questions before.
It's a precursor to what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm. He's giving his next question before his first question.
My next question.
So you would say that you're a fan. You enjoy the show.
I am a fan.
You recommend it to people.
I have.
Nice.
I do and I have.
At this stage in the game, who's your fave character?
Oh, by far Andy.
Nice.
Yeah, I feel like Andy definitely adds that little fun flair.
I started off as a Ron fan, but then I kind of couldn't... Near the end, I was like, his character's more of a mockery of that kind of person. Mm. And then I was like, Andy, he's my favorite.
Andy's my faves.
I love idiots. So.
In, like, TV and film, or also in real life?
Both.
Alright.
Oh. So you haven't seen Dumb and Dumber 2?
For people that didn't see that, Drew just patted Brad on the shoulder.
That makes me feel sad.
For
but
any of the two
also,
people
like,
that didn't see that.
There's two things.
Hey.
There's two emotions. Like, I'm kind of offended, but I'm kind of like, oh, he likes me. Thanks.
Oh, my friend. Best buddies.
There's some good in there.
Alright, dummy.
Not all evil.
So yes, Andy.
But you're my dummy.
This isn't just like berate Brad hour, right?
That's usually what this Come podcast on. Is. We've actually this is a total sham. This is a sham podcast.
Oh God, we haven't been recording the whole time. No.
Tonight we watched a little bit of season 2. First episode is episode 11 called Tom's Divorce. It aired December 3rd, 2009. And the synopsis is, Leslie accidentally finds out that Tom is getting a divorce and tries to lift his spirits by sending him to dinner in a strip club. But Tom doesn't tell her that it was just a sham green card marriage.
Ooh.
So some highlights of this episode. We get to see the fourth floor. The crazy, scary, fluorescent lit fourth floor. That's frightening. But you know who we didn't meet yet is Ethel Beavers. Spoiler Ooh. Alert! Y'all know who she is.
She's a staple of the fourth floor.
She is a staple of the
fourth floor. But not in this episode.
Nope, we don't get any of her.
Someday, audience, none of the Beavers. You'll see Ethel Beavers.
No Beave for us.
None. So I like how they got off the elevator, Leslie got off the elevator, and immediately stepped in like a puddle of blood, vomit. Blood.
Poop.
Poop.
Yes.
We don't know.
It looked like poop to me.
Chocolate or poop?
She didn't stick her finger in it, so.
I do like how gray everything is. Like, as soon as the doors open, it's like gray and dingy and, you know, like the weirdest group of misfits ever, you mm-hmm. know, on that floor.
My fave's the popcorn guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was set up earlier in the episode. Which is one of the best setups I've ever seen on Parks and Rec, I think.
What do you mean by that?
She mentioned that
they started serving popcorn
up there at one point to try and make it seem like a better place.
And I forget, they said that something happened to their throats afterwards.
So they used the wrong type of oil and 8 people had to have their throats replaced or something. Or removed. And that's why the guy who's delivering popcorn has a very raspy voice. Popcorn! So that was it.
Oh, it's deep.
He also was like 100 years old.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, maybe not. He could have just been aged aggressively because of the popcorn.
We don't know. He was 25.
The situation is they used motor oil or something.
He's like Mole Man from The Simpsons. Oh, man. He's like, I'm 35 years old.
Poor guy. Kids, this is your PSA. Don't eat popcorn from strangers. Get out weird oil.
Where your oil comes from. Don't just take any random oils, guys.
BYOO. Yeah. Bring your own oil.
Or just fear the fourth floor. Yeah. What is the phobia of the number 4? It's like tetra something. Okay, moving on.
1408 with John Cusack?
Yeah.
Sam Jackson.
There's a...
No one likes Sam Jackson. Okay. Look it up.
It's not true.
Just kidding, everyone likes him. He's like Denzel.
Raise your hand if you support Sam Jackson.
I do. not in certain movies, but I do.
Another 4 out of 4.
I'll be honest, Samuel L. Jackson has one of my favorite moments in a movie ever. That is in Deep Blue Sea.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Such a good movie.
He gives his...
spoiler.
If you haven't seen it, he gives a speech, and it's the best speech ever.
And if you haven't seen Deep Blue Sea by now, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah. Go watch it.
Tetraphobia.
That's exactly what you said.
That's Boom. What it's called. The fear of the number 4.
There's 4 of us here.
Oh, shit.
No, he was here. No, that's not all.
Threw up a little in my mouth.
So I guess the entire parks department or the entire building might have a fear of the number 4?
Oh, God.
Or the fear of the fourth floor?
It should have been called tetraphobia and recreation.
No.
But in... all realness about that, like, really old man. He's only listed as, like, the 100-year-old man, and he died, like, a year after that.
Oh, so that was sad. Sad. Oh,
man. Depressing.
Pour one out for my 100-year home.
Pour one out for
So don't eat the popcorn.
Don't eat the popcorn.
Ponds and research.
Well, so I guess kind of leading into that, Leslie goes to the fourth floor for a reason. She is trying to get a parking ticket for, I guess, their
company van.
Their company van.
She's trying to pay a late fee.
For the
registration.
For the registration. Oh, okay. They didn't really specify that. Okay. But she gets up there, and this does have something to do with the episode. She notices that Tom's getting a divorce because he's up on the fourth floor with his wife.
That's the name of the episode.
What?
Amazing!
The gasp.
Tom and Wendy didn't last like almost all marriages.
They lasted except longer for Brown than Avril Lavigne and that guy from Sum 41.
I don't even know what that. They really were. That's a good thing. Yeah, they really didn't last very long. I remember when they got married.
Who?
It was like in high school.
And now she's married to.
I don't know. Who's she married to?
Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Is she really?
The second worst human possible to marry.
Is she really married to him?
Yes.
Oh, she makes poor life
they
choice.
Are very married. They might be getting a divorce. I can't remember the headlines because I don't care about either of them. But
I don't. Do you care that much about Avril Lavigne?
I mean...
Do you like her music?
No, but...
Good answer.
I feel like I almost like just released...
Hey, I liked that one, and I liked Skater Boy. For reals. Yeah, but you gotta think, like, when that came out, you guys were, like, cool 18-year-olds, and I was, like, thinking I'm cool 13-year-olds.
I was
like,
14, and you were, like, Boy. 7, all right?
I was totally, like, into Von Dutch, and, like, I had a trucker hat and a skateboard, and, like, that was super cool.
You were a Skater Boy.
I was a Skater Boy.
Did you say,
I wanted
you later,
to be the boy, yes.
Could you do a mandrel?
Too good for you.
Did you wear studded belts?
I don't know, that's all I know.
I did. Oh, God. I had a studded belt. It was so in style back then, though. You know? It's like,
belt.
If you didn't have it, you were uncool.
Tammy, this is an intervention. How many episodes of Punk'd have you watched?
Oh, God. Like, all of them.
Of Punk'd?
Yeah, I have to do with that rule.
Oh, my
Where
God.
He just, like, runs out and he's like, ha! Punk'd!
I was so annoyed by that show.
It lasted for a long time. I mean, even
it did,
just
because
Bieber
then after
punked.
After yeah. that, like somebody, the guy like that played Fez, didn't he start hosting it?
Wilmer Valderrama.
I'm pretty certain he started to host
somebody
it.
Somebody else started hosting it.
Yeah.
Another person.
Were they just like, what other that 70s show characters? Throw Donna in.
Parks and Punk'd.
Parks and Punk'd. So Tom and Wendy get a divorce. It's very sad.
They've been leading up to it.
Yeah.
Gradually. Yeah. One thing I did like about this episode is it did kind of humanize Tom a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he has feelings.
Yeah.
Tom,
he has
not
feelings.
A machine.
Well, one thing that I did find in my Parks and research was that Aziz Ansari really enjoyed doing this because of, he said it was different compared to his usual dick jokes, which I thought was pretty funny.
Okay.
He said he got to act more and then make a bunch of dick jokes. Which he still did that in the process of being
depressed. He's still Tom. Like, he's still Tom in the episode, yeah. But, like, he's definitely kind of a softer, more, like, vulnerable Tom than he normally is. As witnessed by Ron picking him up after he gets drunk and just carrying him
home. He's so little.
He's so
he
little.
He is. I wonder how much he actually weighs.
I don't know.
My guess is, like, 125. 130.
I'm going to stick with Ron and say that he's 9 ounces.
9 ounces.
He weighs like 9 ounces.
Ron thinks in steak weights.
What does Donna say? He's her little prince. She just wants to like
prince.
Put a little hat and cape on him or something.
Fly him around.
I would call him a pocket pal. That's my name for small people that I want to be my best friend.
Your pocket pal?
Yes.
My pocket pal. My buddy.
Keep going.
My buddy. Tom has my most favorite smile in the whole world. When he like tilts his head back and his face and his eyes get really bright and he's just like,
he's like, watch my face. Are you looking?
I think I said that to you once whenever you were like trying to be sassy. A gif of his face.
It's a perfect face and he's so cute.
Oh, you just want
to
put a little hat and a cape
like
on him, a little hat and
cape on him, yeah. I'm not, like, attracted to it in any way because it reminds me of, like, a kid. It's like, but, you know, I could be. He could be my body pillow.
Tammy, not attracted to
your man
children.
Pillow?
Yeah.
He's the perfect spooning
my
size.
My man pillow, that's what it is.
There was, in a past episode, they were going through
too
stuff
soon.
That Leslie buys.
Sorry. What?
In a past episode, they were going through stuff that Leslie buys. And she bought something called a man pillow to spoon. And they was like, what exactly is a man pillow? And she said that it was shaped like Daniel Craig. Something like that. So we went through and talked about who our man pillow would be.
Yeah.
Mine was Adam Driver.
I've heard about this. Don't ask me that.
Oh, what is your
what's your
man
pillow?
Like what?
It doesn't have to be a man. It can be a woman.
It can be whatever you want to cuddle with.
Oh. Yeah, it doesn't have to change
things. Human being?
What the?
Whoa.
What else would it be?
I'm intrigued. Now you have the answer.
Human pillow. Open so many possibilities. Right
human
now.
Pillow.
Is yours
is
an avatar?
Is it a giant cat?
Oh, God. Is it Darth Vader?
No, that's a terrible pillow.
Really
Brad's is Kat Dennings and or Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
Because it's good. Like getting three
pillows. Those are good. Those are soft-looking ladies.
I feel like Christina Hendricks would be a nice comfy pillow because of...
Man.
She's got the va-va-boom.
She even has the neck
support. She's got the look.
Scarlett yes. Johansson looks soft.
Oh, we talked about this. I forget.
Yeah, you got a thing for Scarlett
Johansson. Except it wasn't me. It was David who said Scarlett Johansson. I still
late at night when I'm... at Drew and David's, as I often am. We talk about man pillows.
All one time.
Or lady pillows.
While I caress Ina.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of spooning, Ron says that Wendy's is perfect spooning size.
Gross. Mm.
That made me want to vomit a little bit.
I know that Ron thinks, at this point, Ron still thinks, like, Tom is totally okay with it, and that it's just a green card marriage and it doesn't mean anything. But it's still, like, a little bit too soon. Like, even so though it's soon. A green card marriage, like, they live together, they still, like, interact with each other on a daily basis. And another thing, Ron hasn't really asked Tom, like, how he feels. He just assumes he's okay with it and starts, like, trying to hit that.
Ron expects everyone to be honest and straightforward with him.
That's
and
true.
He's trusting Tom in when he says that he's fine.
Mm.
Yeah. Plus, Ron is the experienced one of the group who's been through two divorces already. Mm. So.
And he's loving his life.
Tammy.
Yeah.
Tammy. Both of them bitches. In the episode, they go to a place called...
Jurassic Fork.
Jurassic Fork.
That was my Jurassic World trailer.
Perfect.
One.
So anytime I think of that song anymore, I don't think of the actual version. I think of the melodica version.
Of course you do. I knew that was coming.
This was on TV years before Andy was in Jurassic World.
Or even thought about.
Yeah. I didn't even make that connection.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too.
Mine was only that Drew is in love with Steven Spielberg. And
yep.
Therefore, Jurassic Fork is fitting.
Steven Spielberg, your man pillow?
I knew it. That's why he didn't want to say anything.
Steven Spielberg's beard.
Mm. Just his beard? Just like...
Just he'd be like laying beard. On a pile of pubes.
a giant beard in a baseball
cap. Don't say that about Spielberg's beard.
A pube pile.
A billionaire. His beard does not feel like pubes.
Billion-dollar pubes.
His pubes don't even feel like pubes.
Coming to Fox, billion-dollar pubes.
They're probably feathered.
You probably get some like threaded job. And like rethreaded and stuff because that's like a cool thing that you do these days.
I watched eyebrows get threaded like a week ago.
Ew. How weird is it? I've never seen it done in real life.
It was like right now I'm you know imitating what they do with their hands.
Is it like sewing? Like do they sew hair?
No, they
like,
just
into
wrap the string around the hair and pull it out.
So they tie hair to
it's
hair.
Like funny because the woman has one end of the string in her mouth and she's just like...
Oh my gosh, it's like playing an instrument.
Yeah, it did. It looks. It's like one of those Chinese harps. People that plays the string in their lap.
Kind
of
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. A lap like, guitar. Yeah.
I believe it's a steel guitar, right? Like that's...
I don't know.
This is not Steely Dan.
It's made out of wood, I don't think it's a steel guitar.
Oh, you're talking about the other thing. It's like a steel guitar, but it's only like
it's a sitar.
Kung Fu Hustle when those... Kung Fu guys have the thing in their lap and they just like,
that one?
Yeah.
It's called something crazy like a Gaia Goom or something like that. Didgeridoo. Yeah,
no, that's definitely not it.
I know.
So I saw that and it was crazy. And straight, they did like two eyebrows in 2 minutes and made like $20. I'm like, man, I need to learn how to do that.
Don't your eyebrows, like, look thicker afterwards, right? Or is it, like, you're doing it as like a form of, like, plucking your eyebrows?
Plucking.
Really?
Oh. It's not like an eyebrow weave?
I thought that was a thing, too. What I thought, too.
Yeah, I thought when you said threaded that it was, like, the people
that
are basically,
you would
like...
think,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they're just using a thread to pull your hair out.
Interesting. Mm.
Really, really quickly.
Okay, Rhonda Lisa Rice.
Oh.
That sounds, like, so inefficient to just sit there and be like...
Apparently
hold it up.
It's crazy.
It's like the new hang these days. So.
Yeah, it's crazy to just walk into a
I'm
going to
put on my Von Dutch trucker hat and go get my eyebrows done.
Anyway, time warp.
Oh, weird.
Listening to Sum 41 and Blink 182 and thinking that was super cool.
It's like you're waking up from a coma. Like, oh, no, I'm back in...
Something Corporate. 2005. And whatever that other band is that I used to listen to.
Too Cool for Us.
Same. I went through a System of a Down phase for sure.
What?
Like,
Aerials?
I would like sit. No, I would sit or I would stand on my bed and like rock out to Toxicity album.
Oh, thank God.
Constantly. You said Toxicity. Hell yeah. Cool. I don't know any other albums by them. I think Toxicity is the only thing I know.
You said you could have said Toxicity or Chop Suey. You're good. You're still good. But if you said.
Do you
in my eyes?
Do you have like a
second?
I'm sorry.
It's coming out again.
No.
I can't tell if you're messing with her or if you really are like very specific about your System of the Down.
Yes, I'm very specific about it. There's certain songs I just absolutely do not like.
This is a part of you I've never seen. You didn't know that Serge you had very strong opinions about System of the Down.
I think like Serge Shnackian looks like a Will Ferrell wannabe to me.
Do you know his first name?
Yeah. That's definitely his name.
He's, like, crazy looking. He's, like, a Weird Al almost. Like a Metallica Weird Al.
I think it's the curly hair. Like, yeah. I think he looks kind of like Will Ferrell, his brother, with a weirder beard.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's kind of...
Slash cool. Howard Stern.
Will Stern.
Will Stern.
Oh, my God. Band what? Name. New band name, Will
what
Stern.
What were we even talking about?
I don't know. I keep mentioning stuff, and y'all just keep tearing it apart.
We watched Parks and Rec tonight.
We did.
Jurassic Fork? Dinosaur puns?
I have two things to say about Jurassic Fork. One, the team goes there, but it was Jerry's idea. So they went with Jerry's idea? I don't understand. And two, Jerry says that he's gone there 3 times a week for the last 15 years. What does he do with his life?
And he still laughs at the puns that the waiter tells.
It's like it's his first time at Disney World or something.
Medium rare.
They can't say that anymore.
Legally.
Make puns about temperatures of steak.
I just thought it was interesting they went with Jerry's idea. It's very Parks-like. Mm-hmm.
It was very downplayed, too. Like, he said it, and they were just kind of on board with it.
Yeah, totally.
Nobody commented that it was even Jerry's idea, but this just never happens.
Yeah, the only time they really get down on Jerry is whenever they have to sit around the table and say all the things that they like about Tom.
Nobody gets down on Jerry.
Not in that way. But Jerry says that he wishes that he had Tom's body. What did April say? She's like, ew, like naked in your bed or something.
In your basement.
In your basement.
Chained up in your basement.
Oh, poor Jerry.
Man, so, I mean, I guess you kind of, at this point, you realize that Jerry admires Tom, like, throughout the whole show, I really feel.
Well, I don't feel like Jerry really hates anybody.
No.
He just wants to be, like... accepted and just wants to be part of the group, and every time he tries to be, they just like, you know, every time he tries to be, they just rip him apart of whatever he says. Like, even in the previous episode, whenever they were doing the whole mural thing, that they were doing the proposals, and they don't even give him a shot, you know?
Even though he had arguably the best mural idea.
Yeah.
Of course he does. One of my favorite jokes in the series involves Jerry, but you guys haven't gotten that far yet.
Aw, man. Oh, jeez.
Oh, the other thing that I really like is Andy saying that he had to tackle Eddie Vedder, or he tackled Eddie Vedder for, like, this t-shirt that he's, like, proud of. Why
in
do you think
a t-shirt.
Why do you think he tackled him?
Probably trying to get Eddie Vedder to sign his Mouse Rat CD or something.
Or sign his shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe wanted him to sing a song about sandwiches and whether they're turkey or ham.
Sandwich! Are you turkey or ham? Ham.
Ham.
Yeah, so April said Tom was like the only cool person she knows. Anne says Tom's nice. Jerry wants Tom's body. And Donna thinks he's a little prince. So everyone basically loves Tom. He's a well-rounded, well-liked guy among his group of co-workers. But he's just sad because he secretly is still in love with his wife. Or maybe, do you think he's really still in love with her, or he's just like...
Oh, yeah. I think it's a spoiler for the next episodes to come, but he definitely is pretty sad about it.
I think it's, like, ambiguous up until Ron asks him whether or not he can date her.
Yeah, you think Ron is just kind of making him feel worse about it?
No, I think he genuinely wanted to.
I think he's kind of bringing it more to the surface. Like, Tom probably could have gotten on just fine and handled it by himself if Leslie hadn't been making such a big deal to kind of make him feel better, leading to Ron talking about Wendy. Maybe if he just, like, went home that night and kind of hung out by himself, he wouldn't have led to him being so sad.
The glitter factory? It's not what I expected.
No.
I actually expected it to be a little bit more like a nightclub-ish, but it kind of was like a little run down and sad.
Yeah.
Well,
it is funny.
What I didn't expect was the breakfast buffet.
No. Is that funny, though? Is that a thing? Like, do they... I know that there's a couple of people that I worked with that were always talking about getting steak at this, like, one...
There's definitely buffets at strip clubs, like, for sure.
But they really like it at strip clubs.
Man.
I don't really trust a lot of...
I've been to one strip club in my life, and there was no buffet.
Wackos here
claims... You hear
that,
Golden Corral? Maybe you should start your game plan.
You need
here.
Strippers.
They gotta hire people like Seabiscuit.
Wackos really, here has claims they Serena. Have the best burger in town.
And I've heard
Sierra.
That, actually, claimed by multiple people.
Yep.
By the way, if Golden Corral started a strip club, I would never want to see any of those women. I'm sorry, ladies.
They wouldn't even have to change their name. It could still be called the Golden Corral. Everyone dresses like cowgirls.
Oh, just with, like, the glitter factory just raining glitter, I just feel like the Golden Corral is going to be, like, golden showers.
So, in the episode, Ron is the one who kind of brings to light that there is a breakfast buffet. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason he wants to go there. He doesn't like the women. Like, he describes that he likes a strong-minded woman. Which, I mean, you obviously kind of see that throughout the episode.
Self-possessed, too. Don't forget that quality.
But my favorite thing was when the glitter bomb goes off. And Ron does everything he can to protect his, like, breakfast buffet treasure that he has in front of him.
Yeah.
Thank God it's not real glitter and it's just confetti, because that could hurt someone.
Yeah.
Have we talked about how glitter
we did.
Dangerous?
We talked about how glitter is dangerous.
I still want to send a glitter bomb to my favorite frenemy.
No. Don't name it.
That's what they call it, too. Whenever it rains glitter, it goes, glitter bomb.
Glitter bomb.
It's glitter good. Bomb.
Good stuff.
It was more like that.
So have we thought about who the MVP of this episode should be? Suggestions?
I mean...
I say it's certainly not Ron.
Not Ron.
Why not Ron? That's who I was going to pick.
Mr.
Is
Steel,
that only because you
Mr.
like him?
Steal Yo Girl Ron Swanson?
Yeah.
Steal Yo Girl.
Or do you really like
Steal Yo Girl?
Wait, no, isn't that Jason Derulo? Who's Mr. Steel?
I didn't know we were going beyond laughs here.
On the web.
I mean, it could be open to your interpretation of how you want to, how you would give your MVP.
Ron,
you can disagree.
Funniest.
You can totally disagree.
You can. And we can scissor paper rock it out.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
The way she said it was really awkward.
Scissor, paper, rock. Paper, rock, scissors?
My vote's for Leslie.
My vote's for Tom.
Oh.
Just because I feel bad for him. So mine's the opposite of yours.
Mine was literally between those two, actually.
Between Leslie and Tom?
Should just pick Ron.
You should just go with somebody different.
Goes to Ron. No.
I honestly didn't even think about picking Tom. I don't know why. Not that, like, he's not worthy at all.
Because he ended the episode passed out in Ron's arms.
Kind of surprised I didn't
Ron
think of
carried
him.
His ass
on. You know, just because it's so
MVP.
Tough on Tom this episode,
yeah.
I would give it to Tom. I mean,
ooh.
I feel like he's a trooper.
Tom
so,
wins! Two
Tom.
Out of four!
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't need a
tiebreaker. I disagree.
Yeah, Red.
Yeah.
That doesn't do
so
anything.
Powerful in that moment.
Interesting that the married couple wins the debate on the show all about divorce.
Well, you don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Papa John?
If I played my cards right, we could make this thing last.
Ooh. Papa John? Brad, what'd you rate this episode?
Oh, this episode is definitely, for me, it's probably about a 3.5 out of 5 glitter bombs.
Damn it, Brad. Okay, no, that wasn't what I had. Never mind. You're good with your glitter bomb.
I mean, I thought it was a fun episode. Not the best. Like, there's definitely better episodes for me. but I like a couple things. I love Jurassic Fork. I thought that was an awesome place. I totally go there. For my birthday, I usually want to go to a place called T-Rex Cafe down in Orlando.
They have the best burger in town.
It's it's a total knockoff.
Ripoff.
Heyo.
I like it.
Or like Rainforest Cafe, they're all the same thing.
No, yeah,
they're
financially a ripoff.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Okay.
No.
Go on.
Well, we went there, me and my wife.
My wife.
That's me. Before your wife existed as your wife.
Oh.
You and I went there.
We did. We took some
Drew's face is really red right now.
We took Tyler's ex-girlfriend and her roommate.
Who had the same name.
We don't speak about that time.
We took nobody. I took Drew and Tyler, and that was it.
And that was it. There were no girls.
Was there another guy? No, it was just the two of us. She's right. He's right.
Just the two of us.
Do you know whenever Bradley went? It was before John and Katie's wedding.
Oh, that's hey-o. Perfect. Because they got married in the same city.
Yeah. And they like dinosaurs?
Yes. So that's really perfect.
Yep.
So the first time I went there,
you guys were supposed to meet
for my birthday.
Why not?
To the T-Rex Cafe?
The T-Rex Cafe. That's what I wanted to do. It's just like, I liked it.
It's birthday.
We'll edit that out.
Did you sit by the volcano?
We sat in the asteroid room, I believe, that time.
See, we couldn't, when Brad and I went, it was too long of a wait. We didn't have much time, so we sat at the bar, which is still really cool.
It's really cool.
But I didn't get to see all, like, the rooms. Bar.
Yep.
We also got a random dessert for somebody else at that point.
Yeah, they came up and they sang happy birthday and they walked away and I was like, did you tell them it's my birthday?
Yeah.
He was like, no.
The bartender randomly came up to us, put some like cotton candy thing in front of us and started singing us happy birthday. It was not on my birthday at that point.
It was not on my birthday. They sang it to me.
Yeah.
And they walked away and I was just like, did you do this?
We totally ate the dessert though. Yeah. And then they came back and they're just like, wasn't your birthday?
So there was even like a little candle on top, and I'm just like,
we did have good wishes though. Like I feel like that was
whoever's birthday this is.
Mm-hmm.
This is for you, champ.
Yep.
Random person, random birthday.
So Drew, how would you rate this episode?
I thought it was weak, to be honest. In the realm of Parks and Rec, which is a really funny show. Rating it against other Parks and Rec episodes, I'd give it a 2 out of 5.
Ooh, not a good first time guesting on our podcast. Yeah,
sorry. You're never bringing me back, are you?
2 out of 5 what, though?
2 out of 5 medium roars.
That's a good one.
I would have to say that I'm giving this a 3.3 out of 5. I wasn't thrilled with it, but I like seeing Tom's little sad side. So I say 3.3 out of 5 green card marriages.
Mm.
Bringing it down.
Yeah.
Stephanie?
I didn't hate this episode, but it's not my favorite. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. Guys dressed up as a horse doing the sorry gram. Of course.
A good credits sequence, too, involving the horse guy.
I just like during that whole sequence is that you hear like the going back to like the whole coconuts, but you hear him like the like running in, which is pretty funny.
It's a very Leslie gift to give.
A couple of the things that I did want to mention that we didn't talk about was the whole Andy and Mark showdown that they had playing pool, and Andy thinks that he won. And we didn't talk about that. Just wanted to mention it, that was ridiculous. And
yeah, there's a reason that guy didn't last beyond season 2.
Rah, wah. Said that once or twice before.
Yeah, he's boring.
Are you on my Brandana Dix hater train?
Brandana Dix.
You hate him?
Yeah, actually.
He's boring. Yeah. I mean, that's his character. He's supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
Was he supposed to be that way?
Boring? I do think so.
We kind of go back and forth about his character because he, Leslie is the one that she constantly runs to him for help, especially in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about how, was he supposed to be somebody that lasted longer? And Andy wasn't supposed to be a character that was supposed to be beyond the first season. They ended up, you know, he's in it throughout the entire series. So did they have different ideas of what they wanted to do for Mark? Yeah. Was Mark supposed to be Mark, more the...
Mark was supposed to be the normal one. Mm-hmm. You know, and kind of make everyone else look stupid, but he just came off as boring.
You know? I just realized that if... real life Mark Brandanowitz listens to this, he'll never want to be on our podcast because I talk about how much I hate him all the time. I loved you in Family Stone.
You did mention that. You said that you loved him in that. That is his character you're not a huge fan of.
I was surprised to see him pop up in a Chinese movie I watched.
Interesting. Well,
Flowers of War.
Flowers of War.
Well, for me, it's just like, I think that Amy Poehler just kind of runs away with this show. You know, just... as a performer, she's awesome. And, like, there's so many other star-studded, you know, heavy hitters in here, like Aziz Ansari, even Nick Offerman, Aubrey Plaza, like, all of them, Chris Pratt. Like, it's a tough, it's tough to be, like, the star in this show.
It's a tough market, definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
I have one more thought I wanted to say.
How could there possibly still be glitter on me?
Takes forever to get off. My crotch looks like a disco ball.
And we can move on.
We is that out. The only one you recorded?
No, there's another one. So one of the funnier moments in this episode was Andy talking about just kind of randomly trying to intrude into Mark and Anne's relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, also, Mark, again, we don't have those extra small condoms you ordered. I called the factory. It's going to take a special order. Not just because of the size, but because of the weird shape as well. It's something they've never dealt with before. We'll talk.
I forgot about that one.
It was a goodie.
Yes.
Yeah, that whole storyline, we really didn't dive into it.
I feel like that was ad-libbed, too. It just feels like a perfectly ad-libbed sequence.
Well, yeah, and he also kind of meant, like, that's not even initially what he starts off with. He starts off busting in on and Mark, just kind of telling Mark that he doesn't sell syphilis medication
at his shoeshine booth.
At his shoeshine booth. Which... I think both of them were kind of ad-libbed. You know, Chris Pratt's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to wrap it up for episode 9. We decided, for your convenience, due to the length of this episode, it'd be better to split it into 2 parts. Each one is about an hour long, so we thought 2 hours to discuss 2 episodes is a little bit too long to keep it all together. Be sure to email us at podsandrec@gmail.com. That's podsandrec@gmail.com. You could also follow us at podsandrec on Instagram and Twitter as well. And be sure to subscribe, give us a good rating, we'll give you a shout out. Stay tuned. Later in the week, we'll be posting part 2 of this, and this looks like this could be a format that we're going to end up doing for the remainder of our reviews, that we might end up doing them single episodes each. So let us know what you think, and we'll, you know, continue to adapt the best we can. Hope you guys have a great week, and we will talk to you soon.